Texte numéro 13. Britain's prisons are in a shameful state. The solution is simple, but takes courage. As sentences have gradually ratcheted up, England and Wales have acquired the largest prison population in Western Europe. The ratio of prisoners to violent crimes is now 4 times what it was in the mid-1990s. At 149 per 100,000, the incarceration rate in England and Wales is still way below America's 707, but is far greater than Germany's 78 and the Netherlands' 75. Successive governments have failed to build capacity to accommodate Her Majesty's proliferating guests, so English and Welsh prisons are stuffed and conditions are worsening. Some are at more than 180% of their official capacity. Inspectors catalogue multiple failings: filthy cells, widespread drug use, bullying, too few opportunities for work. Suicides are rising, as are attacks on officers and riots. If society were indeed made safer by banging up more and more people, then there would be reasonable grounds for doing so, but the facts suggest otherwise. The prison works argument rests mainly on the self-evident truth that if criminals are locked up, they are not on the streets committing crimes, and at first glance, the figures seem to bear the argument out. The prison population has climbed by 68% since 1995, while crime has fallen by 60%. Yet evidence from outside Britain swiftly undermines the argument. Since 2008, the number of prisoners in the Netherlands has dropped by 1/4. Bizarrely, that country now has more guards than convicts. Even America is becoming a little less keen on throwing people behind bars. Crime has fallen in all these places, just as it has in England and Wales, suggesting prison does not have much to do with it. If prison does not work well, that may be because prisons are failing to turn people away from crime. Indeed, the opposite seems to be happening. Increasingly, crimes are committed by ex-cons. In 2003, 20% of people sentenced had committed 15 or more previous crimes. In 2013, 33% had. Overcrowding is a big reason prisons are failing to rehabilitate people. Teaching people useful skills requires manpower and space. Building more prisons would relieve the crush, but slowly and expensively. A new prison in Wales will cost £212 million. There is a better alternative: imprison fewer people. The average person released from prison has been inside for 9.5 months, and research carried out by the British government shows that people serving community sentences are less likely to commit crimes than are people released from short spells in prison. At the other extreme, many sentences are too long to be useful. The number of over-60s in prison has more than doubled in the past decade. Adapted from The Economist, August 2014.